AccuWeather forecast, still with a lingering chance for some rain, maybe a thunderstorm this morning, otherwise going to be partly cloudy, high today around 85. Kenosha police still not saying much about a badly decomposed body that was found in a parked vehicle in the backyard in the 1800 block of 52nd Street. The only other information is that it was a man. The body appeared to have been there for several days. A We Energy's repair crew was doing work in the area. They came across the vehicle and what was inside. They immediately called 911. State DOT is piloting some new technology at a couple of interstate construction zones, trying to alert drivers on the possibility that traffic ahead is either slowing down or it's stopped. Aaron Schoen says this traffic cue warning system is designed to help prevent crashes and injuries. Drivers will see the warnings well before the construction area.
One of the main problems we see in construction zones is traffic moving too fast, and that can result in a rear-end type crash when traffic starts to back up. So this system is set up in advance of a construction zone, and it's designed to give motorists some advance warning that traffic ahead is slowing down or stopped.
The system right now being used in areas along I-3990 north of Janesville and construction areas along I-39 in Stevens Point. She says if the system works as planned, it could be implemented at other major construction zones across the state. Funny thing happened on the way to the city of Racine updating the ordinance on billings for ambulance services by the fire department a couple of years ago. The council approved the changes, including higher fees. The wording, though, never made it into the books. Fire Chief Steve Hansen telling the Finance Committee recently this came to his attention via the city attorney's office.
Apparently there must have been something that happened that never got printed in the city ordinance, the municipal code book. So this is putting what was done back in 2014 into the municipal book.
City Attorney Scott Letney indicated it was just one of those things that needed reaffirmation.
That's all it is. So if you just a recommendation that ordinance 02-16 be approved, would put into effect council's prior action.
City Administrator Tom Friedel said the increased ambulance fees approved 2 years back were still being collected all along. The documentation part of the council's action, though, somehow got left out of the process, something that'll be corrected with another vote on Tuesday. Anti-smoking efforts generally have succeeded in Wisconsin. Not across the board, though, according to Dr. Paul Remington of the UW School of Medicine. He says smoking rates are down for well-educated people who are making good money, not so much for those who are poor and disadvantaged.
So what we've created is a healthier environment, but we've left a whole section of society behind. And this disparity between really the rich and the poor, the haves and the have-nots in smoking rates, will see the lung cancer epidemic continue to grow in the poor and disadvantaged.
Overall, he says it's now estimated about 15% of adults are smoking. And a new law being proposed by Democratic representatives Melissa Sargent of Madison and Deb Colsty from Janesville would bring more transparency and accountability to the drug manufacturers, which are reporting some record high profits amid record high prices. Kevin Kane with Citizen Action Wisconsin says drug costs are being borne by families in the state, but the bill that they're proposing would provide more information about the company's operations. He says even a lively public discussion about drug prices can have an effect based on their research.
When the public starts debating and really looking at this industry, pharmaceutical companies often respond by reducing rates. So even from the get-go, talking about addressing prescription drugs can help reduce the cost in and of itself.
He says in the past year, counties all over Wisconsin have reported huge increases in both public and private costs connected with record-high drug prices. When the Crowd Music Fest returned to Caledonia Franksville Memorial Park last year, after having been gone for quite some time, the organizers brought back the championship crowd-eating contest for both men and women and children. During the 2 minutes allowed to scarf down 2 pounds of kraut. Tops among the women, Terry Gemmel and her daughter Beth. Then it was Brenda Lashley. Lashley's son was the winner in the children's division. Richard Jefferson played with the Milwaukee Bucks at one point during his career and is now an NBA champion, winning with LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers, which is how he plans to end his career. Jefferson turns 36 tomorrow, and following his 15th NBA season, the one-time number 13 overall pick in the 2001 NBA draft says enough is enough. He spent his first 7 seasons with the Nets, then he played for San Antonio, the Bucks, Utah, Golden State, and Dallas before coming to Cleveland. High-cost special education aid payments to 163 schools and school districts across the state, including several in Racine and Kenosha counties. They'll reimburse a portion of incurred costs. Among them, Kenosha Unified's aid payment, $265,500. It's $213,750 for Racine Unified. The Salem School District gets $32,000, $31,750 going to the Union Grove School District. Elsewhere, MPS only $41,000 and $52,000 to the Oak Creek Franklin Joint School District. Speaking of money, the Wisconsin Lottery generated $155.6 million last year, helping to reduce property taxes on residential properties. That was less, though, than the $171.4 million generated in 2013 and the $166.5 million for 2014. The Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance, noting Wisconsin is one of 41 states that has a lottery, said it ranked 32nd in per capita sales at just $99. That was in 2013. By comparison, Michigan was $229 that year, Illinois $220, and Iowa at $110 per capita, Minnesota just behind Wisconsin at $98. And police in Brookfield say two women from Missouri struck by a car while crossing a city street last night. The victims were ages 57 and 63, both women taken to a hospital, one of them suffering more serious injuries than the other. Driver of the vehicle, a 24-year-old woman from Brookfield, cooperating with the investigation. The Racine Common Council has a number of everyday business items on its agenda for tomorrow night, including the anticipated removal of ash trees next year, a new company coming in to clean the community centers, and a vehicle purchase, the Finance and Personnel Committee giving its blessing to all of them. City Purchasing Agent Kathy Casper explained the continued need to take down ash trees due to EAB, and that includes timing and contractor availability next year.
This is a little bit unusual because we've actually gone out to bid for this without funding being available yet. The plan is that in the 2017 CIP that Parks Department will come forward and ask for this funding. But the forestry companies that would be doing this felling in the winter, we do want to get a slot on their schedule so that we can get this done, because of course our with the emerald ash borer, the ash trees are dying in our parks and causing some hazards.
Corner Forest Products bid of $33,000 would remove ash trees at Johnson and Colonial Parks. Asplund's $1,900 bid okayed for Washington Park tree removal, again next year, and CIP money involved. Casper saying that the community center cleaning contract, well, that came down to competitive bidding in favor of a new company called CleanCo at just under $117,000.
And you can see that CleanCo was slightly less than MJI. MJI had been the people that were doing the cleaning of the community centers before. They came in a little bit higher than CleanCo. I did discuss with Tom Mobeck, and our recommendation is to award this contract to CleanCo for an initial one-year term with the option to renew twice for additional one-year terms.
And the city will be buying a rear-mounted log loader for $174,000 from Sturtevant's Lakeside International. That's $20,000 below the initial estimate. There's also a $35,000 trade-in. Aldermen in Kenosha tonight will be voting on a couple of contracts regarding street work. One is the resurfacing of 7th Avenue from 65th to 68th Streets. Cicchini Asphalt bid was $441,500. The other contract for epoxy pavement markings at various locations in the city. The company is out of Ryo, Wisconsin. Their bid, $229,500. And the State Department of Natural Resources has identified 5,300 acres of land across 37 counties for potential sale, which will be the final decision of the Natural Resources Board this fall. The agency has to put 3,000 more acres on the market to meet the 2013-15 state budget mandate of 10,000 acres to be sold by mid-2017 to pay down stewardship debt. The FBI is saying that the Orlando nightclub shooter did speak to police in a chilling, calm, and deliberate manner.
We currently have no evidence that he was directed by a foreign terrorist group, but was radicalized domestically. The killer stated that he had an explosive device, but none was found.
On the day that partial transcripts from 911 calls between the shooter and police were released, FBI agent Ron Hopper revealing that the shooter said he was an Islamic soldier who swore allegiance to a terrorist organization. A weekend for traffic accidents in southeast Wisconsin, among them a motorcycle crashing late last night in Racine near Rapids Drive and Northwestern Avenue. The operator with a possible broken leg and head injury. And no serious injury with a car that left Highway 20 and struck a tree last evening near West Lawn Cemetery in Mount Pleasant. There's going to be a ceremony coming up Wednesday morning in Kenosha County for the grand opening of the Fox River Water Trail. County Executive Jim Cruiser says this 11-mile section of the Fox River includes four non-motorized watercraft launch sites maintained by the County Parks Department. The water trail to join with similar designations in Racine County and northern Illinois. The Racine County portion, along with launch sites at the Waterford and Rochester dams, officially opening up last week. The ceremonial opening for the Fox River Water Trail in Kenosha will be at 9 a.m. Wednesday at the Fox River Park on Silver Lake Road. Guests are invited to bring non-motorized watercraft for a guided excursion of the trail, which will begin right after the ceremony. Work now underway to designate the Fox River all the way from Waukesha County to where it ends at the Illinois River as a national water trail. The 4-H horse program in Wisconsin, still going strong, about 4,500 youngsters involved statewide. Liv Sandberg with the Department of Animal Sciences at the UW Extension's College of Agricultural Life Sciences says there's a wide range of people involved with horses these days.
We have a lot of youth who have, you know, just one horse that they've had for years, or maybe they bought an older horse because that's what they could learn on, and they just enjoy doing the health care and riding the horse to its ability and taking it to the county fair and truly doing what we call a horse project.
Aside from online information about 4-H and state programming, Sandberg says local county extension staff can provide help in terms of what activities they offer. Big-ticket bonding issues on the agenda for tonight's Caledonia Village Board meeting. One of four resolutions involves $4 million in general obligation community development bonds. Another is $4.5 million general obligation promissory notes. There's also a resolution for $5.77 million in taxable bond anticipation notes and $2.5 million in water and sewer system revenue bonds. Oh, and also the Caledonia Board to award the contracts on the Village Hall project. State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss putting out a statement regarding the passing of Wisconsin Department of Health Services Secretary Kitty Rhodes, calling her a great leader who helped to shape the person I am today. She was gracious, generous, and incredibly talented at finding workable solutions to get things done. Voss saying, I had the privilege of learning under her leadership on the Joint Finance Committee. She helped me to become a better legislator, taught me to focus on solving problems, and to find common ground when possible. Rhodes died at the age of 65 over the weekend from an undisclosed illness. The latest in a series of passenger community rail forums going to be held in Milwaukee on Wednesday. It is a chance to learn more about existing passenger train service in the state, and WRJN's Janet Off says it'll be a chance to provide input on what passenger rail service in Wisconsin maybe should have in the future.
A state transportation organization called All Aboard Wisconsin is sponsoring the forum, the sixth held so far. The group's president, Nona Hill, said they would like people who want to increase their transportation choices to attend the meeting to talk about where they would like to go by train if the service was available. The forum will include a chance to ask questions and learn more about ways to help build support for more trains to more places in the state. The meeting will be held in Milwaukee City Hall beginning at 5 p.m. Wednesday. More forums are planned for later this year. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.